these two testimonies. God, give us some assurance, I guess you'd say, where He wants us to go tonight and how He wants us to go. So I thank God when He does that. I told you last week, and I don't know if you remember it or not. Well, it might have been the week before last. I don't remember last time we. Yeah, we wasn't here last week. Chad took over last week. I lose track of time, amen. But I told you week before last that I've got a great big ball that I've got to wind up. Well, I didn't even get a string done. After I got to looking back at my notes, I thought, I didn't get nowhere. And so we need to get back into this. And boy, I appreciate God helping us in this. I've enjoyed studying the book of John. I don't know if you have or not. I went back. And by the way, let me say this. I don't know if everybody knows this. And I know that we've got the live feed going. But we live feed all of our services. And you can go back on Facebook there and listen to all the messages, listen to all the services. And they're on there. They keep them on there. And so you can go back and listen to them. I went back and listened to this because it had been about 2 weeks since we'd really been in the book of John. I wanted to kind of figure out where we were at so I'd know where to pick up and carry on a little farther. And boy, I don't know where you got that preacher at, to be honest with you. He's pitiful, the only thing I know. But I about enjoyed his own preaching, amen. But I thoroughly enjoyed this. I got to listen. It was so funny as I sat in there Monday night listening and studying, and I got to listening to what God was giving us as we was bringing this out. And I said, boy, I'm glad I'm born again tonight, amen. I'm glad tonight I can tell you I'm born again, amen. That's not something that's preached on a whole lot, but it is the most important subject of the Bible because you must be born again. I feel like there's a lot of folk that try to live religious. They try to live good. They try to do good deeds. Different things. They try to read their Bible. But I'm here to tell you tonight, unless you're born again, you can't understand that Bible. The Bible is a spiritual book, and it is a book that only the Holy Ghost can open up unto you. He's the only one that can do that. And without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to understand it. And without being born again, you don't have the Holy Ghost, okay? You don't have that. So I believe being born again is the number one topic that we should be preaching on. Amen. I believe Paul in his writings and Paul in his preaching, that's basically what he did. He's trying to get folks born again. Jesus, the same thing, born again. And we find these words only three times in the Bible, but they are very, very important. And I told you this as we got into the third chapter there, that we're going to kind of slow down very slow in the first 21 verses there to look very deeply about this. And the reason I wanted to preach on being born again and look at this very deeply is because this whole chapter, these first 21 verses, is centered around that thought of being born again. And I thought about how several weeks ago when we had two or three get saved, when I preached the message on how to know you're born again. A lot of you remember that on Sunday morning. We preached on that. Had no idea that we was going to get into it this deep. But God was laying the foundation even then. Laying the foundation for the thought about being born again. And church, I'm going to be honest with you right here. Listen to me. And I said this last week. I'm going to say it again. The other week, I'm going to say it again. It kind of worries me. It makes me nervous. It makes me concerned when God gives me a message like these for a Wednesday night. Now you say, preacher, why is that? Because most of the time on Wednesday night, that's the foundation of your church. That's the backbone of your church. Brother Jerry Honeycutt, so a lot of you know Brother Jerry, one of our missionaries, dear friend of mine. He told me one time, he said, you see that Sunday morning crowd, boy, you'll have a group crowd. I'm telling you, big crowd. Said, you look Sunday night, said it dwindles down a little bit. Said, come back Wednesday night, and said, you'll see the backbone of your church. And I said, that's exactly right. But when I see the backbone of our church, and then God gives me these messages or wants us to go in so deep about being born again, it might mean that somebody needs to be saved. Amen. It might mean that somebody that has been sitting on a church pew for many years might need to be born again. I believe it happens. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to get you to doubt. I'm not trying to tell you you're lost. I am not going to do that. But I will say this, if I could talk you out of it, you didn't have to start with. Amen. Right. So I believe we need to examine ourselves and know that we know that we know we're born again. Now, I said this again When we get to the end of these 21 verses, if we do anything whatsoever in this chapter, if we have anything, if I get anything accomplished in these 21 verses, when I get to verse 21, I want you to have such a down deep in your heart assurance that you are born again, okay? I believe that's what we need in our Baptist churches. We need the power of God, and the only way we're going to get that is when we get to a place that we know we're born again. There's too much doubt going on, okay? Listen, I believe this. Now, I won't say this, and I don't have the Lord's leading me here. I'll get into the message here in just a minute, but He's leading me this way, so we're just going to mind the Lord, okay? I believe a lot of times we have a lot of doubts. And those doubts, if you will, they cause you to live defeated. They cause you to be unsure. They cause you to, when you go up and you begin to witness to somebody, or you begin to talk to somebody about Jesus, you go up and you have a lack of assurance, if you will. You don't have that confidence, if you will. So it may be that God is allowing us, as we get into this chapter here, just to get a grounding, if you will, or just to get a thought in our mind or a security in our minds that we know we're born again, okay? I hope tonight every one of you, if I was to ask you the question and I was telling you to raise your hand, if you're born again, I hope everybody in this building could do that, amen? I hope everybody could say they're born again. But if not, here's a good time, amen? If not, right now is a good time. Today's the day of salvation. You can be born again. Amen. So I do believe that. So look with me in John chapter 3. Let's stand, if you will, for the reading of God's word. And we'll look at a couple of verses here. I'm going to do things a little different tonight. I'm not going to read all 21 verses. I'm just going to look at two different verses in this scripture, because we have been preaching on being born again. But I will point out, in verse number 2 and verse number 3. Let's read verses 2 and 3, and then we'll jump down to verse number 7. The Bible said in verse 2, the same, talking about Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. I want to point out one more time right here. Nowhere in that verse right there does Nicodemus ask a question. He made a statement, and he made a statement from his mental part. He made a statement from his mind and from all his learning. He was chief of the Jews. He was a Pharisee among the Pharisees. He was one of these leaders that knew the scriptures and knew the Bible, knew all about it. And so when he seen Jesus doing all these miracles, he made this statement out of a fleshly heart, out of a fleshly mind, and said these words, Lord, we realize that there's no man can do this except he be sent from God. We've seen some great things happen, and there's no way that can happen unless he be sent from God. Everybody get that? Say amen. Amen. All right, notice verse number 3. I always want to point that out, because verse number 3, this is what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus' answer right here has nothing to do with what Nicodemus has said. Has absolutely nothing to do. Nicodemus is trying to say, well, you're doing great things. You're bound to be sent from God. And Jesus here has turned it around to him, directly to Nicodemus, and said, hey, unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. Amen. So all those things, all that religious stuff, he's trying to get it out of the way and get him to see that you must be born again. Okay, everybody see that? Look at verse 7. He says, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Let's pray. Father, thank you again, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, how good you've been to us. Thank you for your help tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the good Holy Spirit. We've already felt you in the midst of the service tonight, how you're moving, how you're touching their heart. Oh, God, I sure do appreciate you, Lord, tonight. We don't deserve you being here, don't deserve you coming this way, but I sure do appreciate you being in the midst. Now, Father, tonight, Lord, I stand in a great need. You know that. Father, I'm inadequate, unable. I confess to you, Lord, my inability. Lord, beg you, Father, tonight you'd help us and move and speak the words that needs to be said. Father, I pray, dear God, you take this word, that you take it down in the hearts of your people, Lord, that it find a lodging place there. Oh God, everybody under the sound of my voice, if there's one here that's lost and has never been born again, Father, I beg you, God, that this word would go out. Find a lodging place there that they might be saved. God, we pray. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord, to preach as a dying man to a dying people. God, I pray. Oh, help us tonight, Lord. We'll give you praise for all you do. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice in verse 3 again, he says there, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I gave you this last week, or week before, I asked about the seriousness of being born again. It is a serious thing, church. Listen to me tonight. There is nothing more serious in this life or in your life than being born again, okay? Your family is not as serious as that statement, okay? Nothing you have in your life, your job, your home, everything you have, your being, everything, the most important thing in your life is knowing that you've been born again, okay? That's the most important thing, because if we see there in verse 3, he says, except you be born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. In other words, there's no way to get there. There's no way to get to God except other than by Jesus Christ. No way to get there. You must be born again. Everybody agree with me? Say amen. Amen. We need to understand that seriousness. Now, I believe this, if we'll get to the place where we understand that, and that is it is so serious and so deeply rooted in our hearts, I believe it'll change our life. If you ain't saved tonight, it will change your life, because it will save your soul. Amen. You got to come to that knowledge that you must be born again before you can be born again. Amen. So I believe tonight that will be the thing that will change your life. But I say this also. If you're saved tonight, if you'll get the seriousness of this thought and the seriousness of this statement right here, it'll change your life about how you witness to other people. Because when you look at other people, what you'll do is you'll see those people as dying and going to hell. You'll see them as dangling over a place called hell. And if you don't talk to them about being born again, they are going to drop off into an eternal hell, okay? And so it'll change our lives when we see the seriousness of being born again. I don't know why God has really burdened their hearts on this, and why God's really, I'm being honest with you, it's been a long time since I've had a burden about a subject like this, and really just burdening my heart about it. But I'm going to be honest with you, I'd like to preach this everywhere. Amen. The more I study this and the deeper I get, I'd like to go to the White House and preach it on the White House lawn. Amen. I'd like to preach it all over the world that you must be born again. Amen. I believe that is the most important thing. Let me give you number 2. So I thought about this, and God was giving these to me as I was sitting right there. Somebody's probably seen me writing, and God's just feeding my soul as I was sitting there. And I thought, Lord, how in the world am I going to get all this out? You're giving me more and more. But I thought about the simplicity of being born again. Now, I say to you tonight, you must be born again. And I'm like Nicodemus, and Nicodemus looked here, and he told Jesus there, he said, how in the world can this happen? He said, can a man enter into his mother's womb a second time and be born again? And he had that fleshly mind, and he's trying to figure out it by fleshly thoughts. But it can't happen that way, can it? Amen. That ain't what he was talking about. And Jesus tells him there that you must be born by water and by spirit both. Amen. You must be born again. So the simplicity of it is that God is the one that does it. Amen. I want to say this, guys, this is the way God wants us to go tonight. I appreciate Brother Jim minding the Lord tonight. He had no idea where I was going tonight. I promise I have not told him this, okay? But what he testified just a minute ago is exactly laying out just smack dab in the middle of what I'm preaching, amen? What God's going to give us tonight, I say glory to God for it, okay? You must be born again. But that is a simple thought. There ain't but one way you can be born again. Amen. There ain't but one way. And it ain't got anything to do with about going back into your mother's womb. Amen. But it's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not a complicated thing. Notice verse number 7 with me, if you will. Jesus told him there this statement. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. When Jesus says there the words, marvel not, that, you know what that tells me? He said, it ain't that complicated.
It ain't that confusing. Amen. There ain't nothing complicated about it. Church, I ain't preaching to you something that is deep, something that has to be studied out, something that only wise men can understand. The Bible says that it's so simple, a little child cannot err therein. Amen. In other words, a little child can be saved. Amen. Hey, listen to me tonight. It's simple. Amen. There's nothing complicated about being born again. I'm glad to say to you tonight, I'm glad it ain't complicated, because if it was, I wouldn't have changed. Amen. But it's simple. Amen. The simplicity of being born again. How do you be born again, preacher? I look at Nicodemus, verse number 4 there. I look at Nicodemus' question. How in the world, Jesus? How in the world can this happen? And Jesus said, don't marvel about it. He said, you must be born again. Amen. I want to show you tonight how to be born again. Look with me in Romans chapter number 10. In verse 9 and 10, we all, listen, when we go there, I thought about how many times God's allowed me in my ministry to take this scripture and lead somebody down the Roman road to get saved. Oh, I like this scripture, amen. And we've all heard it. If you've been saved, you probably heard what they read to you, amen, when you got saved. But it is so simple. Preacher, how do I be born again? Well, let me say this. First of all, you can't do it by yourself. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. Amen. Ain't nothing we can do to merit eternal life. Ain't nothing we can do to get to heaven. Amen. Ain't nothing we can do at all. Amen. Can I say to you, the preacher can't do it for you. Amen. Right, listen to me tonight. I love to preach. I'll preach and drop a hat to preach. Amen. But listen, I can't save you tonight. I ain't your Pope. The Pope can't save you either. Amen. You can talk through that knot hole or knot head all you want to, and you ain't going to get saved. Amen. Hey, listen to me tonight. It ain't nobody else. Your mom and daddy can't do it. Amen. Your husband and wife can't do it. Preacher, how am I going to get born again? You're telling me there ain't no way to do it. It's not complicated. Amen. Preacher, how do I do it? You're the only one that can do it. Well, I'm glad you asked. So I'm going to show you in Romans chapter 10 exactly how you can be born again. Notice with me in verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Did you get that? All that call upon him. Notice verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I find this a common denominator in these scriptures here that is read through these verses. The common denominator is this: calling upon the Lord. Preacher, how do I be born again? All you got to do is ask. Amen. That's all you got to do. I told you simple. Amen. All you got to do is ask. Everybody in here that is born again at one time or another, all you did is called on him. Amen. I remember the night I got saved. I didn't know a whole lot about it. I didn't know a whole lot about the Bible. But all I did is called on him and said, Lord, I need a Savior. Amen. And he saved me at night. Amen. That's all you got to do is call on him. Amen. All you got to do is, hey, Lord, I need a Savior. I need to be born again. And he does the rest. Amen. Only he can do it. Amen. So all you got to do is call. I told you it wasn't complicated. It's simple. Don't marvel about it. All you got to do is call on him. Amen. All you got to do is come to him. Notice, if you will, turn with me to the book of John. Back to the book of John, chapter number 1. John chapter number 1 and verse number 12. These two scriptures right here in Romans chapter number 10 and John chapter 1 and verse 12 kind of go hand in hand. Notice with me in verse number 11. The Bible says this. Everybody find your place. Say amen. Amen. Verse number 11 says this. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him. Underline that in your Bible. As many as received him, to him gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Is that not the same thing that they're talking about in Romans chapter 10? In Romans chapter 10 there, he said he called. All you got to do is call on his name. Amen. All you got to do is come into him. Amen. In other words, receive him. Well, John chapter 1 verse 12 here says that those that received him, amen, to him gave them power. Amen. It takes power for you to be born again. Amen. It takes power for you to be born again. Amen. And now listen to me tonight. I believe this. It's through and by the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. Amen. He's the only one that can save. I notice here, read on with me just a little bit. He says here, but as many as received him, to him gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now notice verse 13. Which were born, not of flesh, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Born. I was riding down the road this morning, and I've been studying this for a few months probably. But I've been looking back over this. Brother Jim, I didn't see it till this morning. I got to riding down the road going to work, and about had to pull over because I about had myself a fit. I got to looking at the word born again. And we say that statement, we must be born again. And it just kind of goes and rolls off our tongue and just goes by us. But when something is born, that word has the thought of something alive. Some life in it. Something that's not dead anymore. Amen. Does the Bible not say we were dead in our trespasses and sin? Amen. It's not dead anymore. Something that's dead, listen, it's no good to anybody. Amen. That cemetery out there, it's full of dead bodies, and there ain't one out there that can help you. Amen. There ain't nothing they can do. Amen. They're in the grave and ain't a thing they can do. Ain't nobody's getting up. If they do, I'll put in your door this place and we're going up the road, okay? Ain't gonna happen. Amen. There's nothing that a dead person can do. You take a dead plant, it ain't gonna give you no fruit. Amen. It ain't gonna give you nothing. You can plant a tree, and if it dies, it ain't gonna give you no fruit. Amen. I'll go even farther than that. You get a dead church, it can't help you. Amen. A dead church can't help you. Ain't nothing you can do. Amen. Listen, we need to understand tonight that deadness is no good. I remember before I got saved, I remember thinking in my mind, I've said this before, I worried about mom and daddy if they wasn't going to go in the rapture and leave me behind. And the reason that was because I was dead. Ain't nothing dead going up in the rapture. Amen. Ain't nothing dead going up in the rapture. It's those that are alive. Amen. So when you think about that word born, let me give you a definition. That word born, I wrote this down, say it means to procreate, to become, or come into being. Now get that thought. Notice with me there in verse number 13 again. Excuse me, verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. What is it that makes life? Is it not God? You're here tonight because God. Amen. We're here tonight because him, amen. Everything that we have is because of him, amen. That life comes because of him. You take a seed that is planted in the ground and it grows. A scientist can give you a big word for it, photosynthesis or something like that. I can't even say the word. But they can give you a big word for it. They can tell you why it does it. They can tell you that the seed dies and it sprouts out things and everything. Then it'll grow up and come on up and they'll tell you all about it. But ain't nobody done it yet. Amen. There ain't nobody made it grow yet. Amen. It only comes from him. Amen. Life only comes from God. And so when he looked at Nicodemus and said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. He said, I can take care of that part. All you got to do is call on me and I'll take care of the rest. That's the reason it's not complicated, church. It's because Jesus is the only one that can do it. He's the only one that's able to do it. But he gave us power to become the sons of God. I look at that word procreate and I think in my mind, it has the idea of being kin to something. Anybody ever, that's a good country word, kin. Are you kin to somebody? Amen. You better be careful who you kin to, say amen. Kin to them, amen. In other words, that means we're together. We share a common denominator. We share a common purse. The reason we can gather together like this and feel the Spirit of God in amongst us is because we got a common Savior. We've got a common Father. We've got the one, thank God, to give us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. We've got the one that give us that power. Amen. That's the reason we can come together like that is because we're kin. Amen. I got bad news for you. I'm your kin. I got bad news for you. We're going to heaven one of these days to the Father's house. We're going to spend eternity together as kin. Amen. I say glory to God. Amen. Because we're kin. Why, preacher? Why can you say that? Because we've been born again. Amen. Thank God. And listen, what happened to you is exactly what happened to me. You may have not prayed the same words. You may have not said the same things. You probably wasn't in the same place I was. You was not the same age as I was. You may be female, I may be male. It don't matter. But both of us, every one of us, went and called upon His name. And He is the one that done the born. Amen. He's the one that gives us the life. He's the one that gives us the power. So it ain't anything very complicated. All you got to do is call on Him tonight. Amen. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The simplicity of it. It is so simple to be born again. Now, let me give you one more thing before I move on off this. Born gives you the thought of life. It gives you the thought of that seed being sown and life being given to something, life being given to you, if you will. But then that word again, that's where it throws Nicodemus off. That's where, if he just said something about being born, then Nicodemus wouldn't really have questioned about it. Nicodemus would have thought, well, that's a little baby, okay? That's one of them little ones. I love little babies. That's one of them little ones. So that's what he thought about. But when he said born again, that put two words together that's kind of crazy. It's like, it can't happen. How can you be born again? But if you look in your King James Bible, that's the reason I love the King James Bible, amen? If you look at the definition, the Greek in the King James Bible, of that word again right here, it has the thought of from above. Look it up in your concordance, okay? It means from above, amen? Unless you're born from above, amen? Born again, let Him bear you, amen? Let Him put life in you, amen? You'll never make it to see the kingdom of heaven, amen? But it ain't complicated because He's the one that does it. I say one more time, it's Jesus that does it, amen? It's simple, church, amen? It's simple. I believe the reason, thank you, Lord, for the thought, I believe the reason that we doubt sometimes, the reason that we get and we scratch our heads and we really just don't know, can't get it settled in our heart down deep that we are saved, we can't get it settled, is because it just boggles our mind. It's because, number one, we ain't doing anything to do it. Number two, we ain't having to work to get it. That's our flesh. We want to try to work some. I've often said this and thought about this when I've been counseling folk and talking to folk that's doubting, and I'll say these, listen to me tonight, I'll say if God had told you and laid out a list of things that you had to do in order to be saved, and I said, and you went and done all those things, every single one, even though they might have been hard, and you can put anything in there you want to, even though they might have been hard, and you might have had to really put a lot of effort to get to that end for you to be saved, guarantee you every one of them just said, yep, I know I'm saved. I've done all these things. God give me these 10 things, and I guarantee you I'm saved because I've done these 10 things. Would you agree with me or say amen? Because we've done it. Because we would be the ones that would work. We would be the ones that would do it, okay? But it ain't that way. There ain't but one thing God tells you to do, and that's call on Him. That run up that mouth of a neck. Call on Him, amen. He said, I'll do it. All you got to do is come to me. Amen. And I believe that's the reason sometimes we doubt, and sometimes the reason that we get to the place we're just not sure, because it's just too simple. Lord, it can't be that simple, but it is. Amen. The simplicity of being born again is nothing more than just calling upon His name, coming to an all-righteous Savior and an all-righteous God. And He said, whosoever shall call upon my name, I'll in no wise cast out. Amen. He said, if you'll come to me, amen. He said, I will save you. I say glory to God for that. Amen. It's simple, church. It's simple. And I believe the simplicity of it sometimes is what causes us to doubt, because we want to try to do it on our own. I'm glad it ain't me. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It ain't me and it ain't you. Amen. It's Him. Amen. It's simple tonight. I'm glad it is. Well, thank God. Look with me, if you will, in this scripture, back in John chapter 1, verse 13 again. He said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I'm going to have to give you part of this. Don't think I can get it all out tonight, so you just have to bear with me. We'll get a little more next week. We talked about the seriousness of being born again. It is the most serious thing that you will ever think about in your life, or you'll ever have in your life. That's the most serious decision that you'll ever make in your life. There's nothing any more serious than that. I don't care what you put in there. There's nothing. The seriousness of it. The simplicity of it. It's not complicated. All you got to do is call on Him. He'll take care of the rest. Amen. He will take care of the rest. I'm glad I like that word regenerated. I got on this a little bit Sunday morning because I've been studying, thinking about some of this in my mind. The Holy Ghost regenerates us. You know what the regeneration means? It means to bring back to life. It means that those that are dead, He brings it back to life. Amen. He's a new creature. Amen. Now, I thought about this. I want you to get me wrong right here, okay? In the Bible, in the book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 5:17, I believe it is. Behold, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. Brand new. Okay? So when we're born again, we're born brand hammer new. Amen? That's that good country term, okay? Good redneck term. Brand hammer new, okay? Listen, we are new in Him. We are, the Holy Ghost regenerates us. Gives us that life back. But we're a new creature. Thank God for that. Amen. But how in the world does that happen? I want to think number three. We talked about the seriousness and simplicity. And God gave me these last two sitting right there just a minute ago. I want to think about this. About the source. The source of being born again. And again, there's no way I can get all this out, okay? The source of being born again. Notice that verse I read to you, verse 13 there. He said, not of blood. The first thing we got to understand is this, and I've done hit on this some, but I believe we need to hit on it again. It ain't got anything to do with blood. It ain't got anything to do with our blood, the fleshly blood. Now, it's got to do with the blood, the blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But man's blood, what he's saying right here, it's not flesh and blood. It's not us. Old Nicodemus there, boy, he come when Jesus told him there, said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. And I can just see old Nicodemus, he just wallowing around in his mind. He's sitting there, standing there, scratching his head. He's like, I just can't figure this out. What in the world is he talking about? Has he gone stone crazy? I just don't understand it. But he was thinking through fleshly minds and fleshly eyes and through this flesh trying to figure it out. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, you can't figure out spiritual things with fleshly eyes. You can't figure out spiritual things with fleshly heart. Can't do it. That's the reason every time you get in that word, every time you read in that Bible, you need to be praying. You need to beg God to help you in that. Let the Holy Ghost open it up to us. Because in our fleshly minds, we can't read it, can't understand it. That's one of the reasons that we have these perversions of the Bible, okay? And I get so sick and tired of hearing this, okay? I'll ask somebody, why do you read the NIV? Why do you read the ESV? Why do you read these other versions? And you know what? 99% of the time, you know what they'll tell me? Well, it's easier to understand. Hogwash. I'm sorry, hogwash. That King James Bible is written on a sixth grade level. So you're saying you're not smarter than a sixth grader. Everybody knows where I'm going with that. Huh? You can listen, but what's happening is people are trying to read that Bible through fleshly eyes, through a fleshly heart. And they cannot understand that. Flesh can't understand it, okay? You must have the Holy Ghost. You must have the Spirit to understand those scriptures, to understand that. But what's happening is folks are trying to read and understand it with fleshly eyes. Well, that's the same thing that people are trying to do with being born again. They're trying to be born again with fleshly things, trying to work their way into it, trying to do things to get it. It ain't going to happen because it only comes by Him. The only thing we can do is call on Him, amen. That's all we can do. The source of being born again, now listen to me, the source of being born again is not blood. It's not the will of man. It's not fleshly things. It's not doing all those things, but God. Can I say that one more time? But God. Notice the last part of that. But God. Not of the will of flesh, but of God. I was coming down the road the other day. Got off there at Sugar Hill Road. Pulled up behind this guy. Have no idea who the guy was. Have no idea. But he had one of them stickers in the back of the window that said, But God. I like to have myself a fit right there. I said, Glory to God, that's right. But God, amen. We'd all be in hell today, but God, amen. We'd all be dead in our trespasses and sin, but God, amen. It's all because of Him. That source is because of Him. He said, which we're born of not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. In other words, doing something. The will of this flesh wants you to do something. Nor the will of man, but of God. Now, turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. I'm going to give you part of this right here, and I'm going to close tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 23. Excuse me. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 23. I told you last week, and I said this a minute ago, the words born again, that statement, is only found three times in your King James Bible. You found it one time in John chapter 3, verse 3, where he looked at him and said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Verse 7, he looked at him and told him there, Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. In other words, that's the simplicity of it. But then, as we begin to look in John over there, chapter 1, and verse 12, 13 there, we found the source of it. And then in verse chapter number, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 here, we find the third time in your King James Bible that this statement, being born again, is mentioned. And in this scripture right here, Peter, writing here, he's trying to establish exactly what's happening when a person gets saved. I've not got time to go into all of it, okay? But if you notice the first part of this chapter here, in verse number 18, he talks about being redeemed. When you get salvation, you've been redeemed. You've been bought back, okay? He's talking about looking at it from a position standpoint. He's talking about it of Him buying you back and setting you into the same place that you were before you were dead in your trespasses and sin. But then he comes down to verse 23, and in verse 23 he begins to talk about being born again. In other words, what's happening inside of you, it's not only a positional place, but it's a possessional place. It's a possession that you have inside of you, down deep inside of us. It's that possession. Notice verse 23 here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The source came from Him above. But the source, can I say this one more time, came from Him. All right, let me tie these two together, okay? John chapter 1, verse 13, verse 12 and 13. For as many as received Him, to Him gave. Okay, what happens when you give something? We'll use Brother Ronnie tonight. I gave Him that. It came from me to Brother Ronnie. If I had not have given him that, he wouldn't have it, would he? All right, what do you say here in 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 23? Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by what? The Word of God. Where in the world did the Word of God come from? Huh? Where the word from above? You remember what I told you about the word again? Huh? Everybody remember that? From above? Where'd that come from? Huh? Where'd that come from? Preacher, I went down by a bookstore. No, you didn't come from there. Where'd that book come from? Come from Him, amen. Amen. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, correction, instruction. Amen. It's the Word of God. Come from Him, amen. Ever been at a King Death? Preacher, how do I be born again? What's the source? What is it that bears me? What is it that gives me that life? Amen. It's that Word. If you've been born again, then somewhere or another, you've heard the preaching of the Word of God. In some form or fashion, you have heard the preaching of this Word. Because the Bible says this, by the foolishness of preaching, God seemed fit to save man. By the foolishness of preaching. Now, the reason, and I've not got time to go into all this verse, so I just want to hit on this and move on. We'll cover this verse a little more maybe next week if the Lord let us. Thinking about seed and thinking about what's happening here. But as we look at this, I want us to leave it this way if I can. Looking at your King James Bible being the Word of God, and that is the power. Everybody remember Romans chapter number 1, verse 16, 17. For there is no difference in the Jew and the Greek, amen. For it is the power of God, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For the power of God unto salvation. Can I say it one more time? The power of God unto salvation. What did he say in John chapter 1? To him that came unto him gave he the power to become the sons of God. The source of being born again is that book you hold in your lap. I get worried and upset when I see people run into the church and holding their Bible over their head in a rainstorm.